The concept of social contract is a fundamental theory in political philosophy that explains the legitimacy of authority and the origin of society. The idea posits that individuals collectively agree to form a society and abide by its rules and norms, thereby sacrificing certain freedoms for protection and the benefits of communal living. This theory is most prominently associated with the works of Thomas Hobbes, John Locke, and Jean-Jacques Rousseau, each of whom offered distinct perspectives on the nature and implication of the social contract. Thomas Hobbes, in his seminal work Leviathan, 1651, articulated a view of the social contract that stemmed from his pessimistic view of human nature. Hobbes believed that in a state of nature without any form of government, life would be solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. In such a state, individuals would be in constant conflict, driven by self-preservation and fear of death. To escape this chaos, individuals collectively agreed to surrender their natural freedoms to a sovereign authority, the Leviathan, which would have absolute power to maintain order and security. According to Hobbes, this agreement is necessary to ensure peace and prevent the anarchy of the state of nature. John Locke offered a more optimistic view of human nature and the social contract in his two treatises of government in 1689. Unlike Hobbes, Locke believed that individuals in the state of nature were generally capable of living peacefully and respecting each other's rights. However, to protect their life, liberty, and property more effectively, people agreed to form a government through a social contract. For Locke, the government's legitimacy stems from the consent of the governed, and its primary role is to protect the natural rights of its citizens. If the government fails to do so or becomes tyrannical, the people have the right to overthrow it. Locke's idea greatly influenced the development of liberal democracy and were instrumental in shaping modern political thought, including the American Declaration of Independence. Jean-Jacques Rousseau presented a different perspective on the social contract in his work, The Social Contract, in 1762. Rousseau argued that in the state of nature, humans were noble savages living free, equal, and peaceful lives. However, the development of private property led to social inequality and conflict. To address this, Rousseau proposed a social contract in which individuals come together to form a collective general will, which represents the common good. Unlike Hobbes and Locke, Rousseau emphasized direct democracy, where citizens actively participate in the decision-making process. The social contract for Rousseau involves individuals subordinating their personal interests to the general will, thereby achieving true freedom and equality. This idea has profoundly influenced modern democratic and socialist thought. The social contract theory has evolved over time and faced various criticisms. Critics argued that the original formulation by Hobbes, Locke, and Rousseau rely on hypothetical scenarios that may not accurately reflect historical reality. Moreover, the notion of a social contract can be seen as an oversimplification of the complex processes through which societies develop and organize. Contemporary political philosophers have expanded and refine their theory to address these criticisms. For example, John Rawls, in his A Theory of Justice in 1971, introduced the idea of the original position and the veil of ignorance as a thought experiment to determine principles of justice that rational individuals would agree upon in a fair and impartial setting. Rawls' approach aims to ensure that the social contract is just and equitable for all members of society, particularly the least advantaged. In conclusion, the social contract theory remains a cornerstone of political philosophy, offering a framework for understanding the legitimacy of political authority and the origins of societal order. The differing views of Hobbes, Locke, and Rousseau illustrate the diversity and richness of the theory, highlighting various aspects of human nature, governance, and the role of individuals within society. Despite its criticisms, the social contract continues to be a valuable tool for exploring and addressing fundamental questions about justice, rights, and the nature of political obligation.